let's go over to the protests over in Colombia. These ladies, listen, they arrested over 100 protesters over at over in Colombia, right? And you wouldn't happen to know that one of the protesters' daughters is right here. Take a look.
So we saw more than 100 anti-Israeli protesters arrested at Columbia University's campus. They had a massive demonstration. The protesters set up a makeshift encampment on the quad at the university, camping out in tents, forming human chains and shouting chants of support for Hamas. New York City's Mayor Eric Adams called their actions and their words vile.
Very troubling. When you are protesting for peace, you should not be using inflammatory comments like we saw. It was very vile.
Brooke Goldstein's the CEO of the Lawfare Project, and Paul Morrow's our Fox News contributor. Paul, quick question on this. I'm surprised they took action, right? I mean, you've seen what's happened in this city over the past 3.5-4 years. They went in there and cleaned it out when they could have had a situation that went for months all throughout the summer.
So Colombia apparently really wanted to move on this. They gave them a few days, gave them a deadline, informed them, and apparently conditions there were getting very, very squalid. The university was concerned about a dangerous situation. It was starting to look like Occupy Wall Street, which is no accident because it's a lot of the same constituents that are involved. And so ultimately they used the trespass violation, and that means that...
Look at that. Look at that nonsense. They setting up camps, tents. That junk look horrible.
Colombia had to be the complainant. So Colombia stepped up here. Let's see if they continue in the way that, let's say, Vanderbilt and Google have decided that maybe they're going to start to draw a line around some of these activists.
Some interesting moves this week. You're right, and you're right to bring up Google as well. Brooke, Ilhan Omar's daughter was one of those arrested.
And it's funny because Ilhan Omar, a lot of people say, I've seen somebody in the chat said they need to send her back to Somalia. She just so happens to be heading up her office, or she's a legislator over in Minnesota. A lot of people don't know that Minnesota is almost like the headquarters for Somalians. I couldn't believe it myself. When I went over there to the Twin Cities, I went and visited the Twin Cities over there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And what I found was that it was so many Somalians over there. And I didn't know, right? I think they got the Mall of America over there or whatever. You go and visit the Mall of America. I actually had went and visited because my daughter, and it was in the summertime, and it wound up being an actually halfway decent city. And so I liked it. I vlogged it. All of my stuff is all on the Anton Daniels channel. And I went there, and it was almost like overrun. And I asked somebody, and they said, oh, yeah, Somalians migrate over here, and they come to Minnesota. They come to Minneapolis. And I said, really? Yeah, they was like, yeah, they really taking over, and they doing what they doing over here. And I didn't know that. I genuinely didn't know that. And so it makes sense, that she heading up, and she taking over of what's going on over there, and she supported in Minneapolis or Minnesota, but her daughter is over there protesting in New York, causing chaos, probably going to follow in her mama's footsteps.
And she immediately tweeted this. She said, those of us in Gaza, solidarity encampment will not be intimidated. We will stand resolute until our demands are met. Our demands include divestment from companies complicit in genocide, transparency of Colombia's investments, and full amnesty, in all caps, for all students facing.
This is her daughter, y'all. This is her daughter, right? So remember this. The kids and often at times are a reflection of their parents. And so if your mother then holds a legislative position in the United States of America, and then you're over there causing ruckus and you wanted 100 plus people that's being arrested over there at Columbia, and then you also feel comfortable saying this, knowing that we know that you are her daughter, what does that really say about what you represent for the for the country?
Repression. So that was on X. And where to next, do you think?
Exactly. I mean, what does it say about our state of our society right now that the daughter of a sitting member of Congress is arrested at a pro-terror rally where she was amongst people who are...
Now, let that be Trump or the GOP House Speaker. Oh, my God. They're going to have a field day. Let that be a Republican or something like that. Let it... Listen. Even Biden's son was out here having coke parties. He was sniffing. Apparently, they say that he was sniffing coke off of booties, and he didn't know whether or not it was a girl or a man. That's what they said. They said after he, look, I don't know. I'm just telling you what was alleged. They said after he left the White House, Secret Service found drugs. For the first time, they found drugs inside of the White House. Even though, look, Trump is held accountable for the people that's around him. Biden can't even get his own son in order. Sitting Congress member's daughter is being arrested at Columbia, and it doesn't even register as a blip on the radar for the national news or for people that vote.
Chanting death to the Jews, death to America, who are saying we are Hamas, who were abusive to the police. And guess what? 108 people were arrested, and I thank the NYPD for doing that. And Paul was right. It's because Columbia finally stepped up and asked the police to remove them for trespass. But all 108 of those people were then released from jail, and they were all outside cheering and proud of what they had done. So where are the consequences? What is the deterrent effect here? Will the district attorney Alvin Bragg even prosecute them? Pressure has
nope.
to be put on the DA's office to prosecute these people because they are disgusting and they are ruining our society. And they're, by the way, I don't even think they're all students either. I think half of them are paid to be there. We know that they're being bussed to these protests. And it's not about Israel. It's about the destabilization of America. That is their intent.
Brooke, you raised an interesting point. I think Paul's the perfect guy to answer your query there. Paul, you were there the other day, right, in New York City. They're coming over the bridge.
Right.
Who are they? Where are they from? Are they Middle Eastern students? Or
now, check this out, y'all. Listen to W. Look at the people in the chat. This is somebody in the chat. Obviously, they don't watch what it is that we talk about on a regular basis. This is a cop-out. This is how we do in our community, y'all. I'm going to show y'all why this is so ignorant. This is a cop-out. NBA Youngboy, are we really doing this? Biden is bringing millions of immigrants, killing little kids, and NBA Youngboy is all we can talk about? Then you got it from CBS. You do know. Occasionally, I like to entertain the people that is over here for the first or second time, right? I'm not sure that there's a YouTuber that has reported more on the migrant crisis over the last 2.5-3 years than me. And we source our news from all outlets in order to come to a conclusion because we know that none of them is really credible as they should be. But if we source enough of it, we can start to mine out the different context clues so we can draw our own conclusions. There is nobody. I don't believe that there's a face on YouTube that has talked more about the migrant crisis than I have. More importantly, does not absolve NBA Youngboy from being held accountable for his actions. And so, like I said, innocent until proven guilty. I'm still going to react to whatever it is that's being reported into the news. And if he's not guilty, then we're going to make sure that we highlight that. And if he is guilty, then he need to be held accountable because a lot of people is being influenced by what it is that he's doing because he's a public figure. So with that being said, you know, calm down, little cowboy. Calm down. I know you're new here. Y'all don't time him out. Moderators, let him do his thing. Let them be an idiot, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes when you let people speak, they show how ignorant they are. Let's continue over with the show.
Are they Middle Eastern civilians or immigrants here in New York, or are they agitators like we have seen before?
More the latter. You know, this is the kind of thing, as I said, we saw it during Occupy Wall Street. We saw a lot of it after the George Floyd incident in 2020. And what happened here is that the pro-Palestinian cause has very cleverly allied themselves with a lot of the progressive groups that exist not only in New York City but nationwide. And it's a force multiplier with them. And so they managed to leverage all of these groups on the left. So they're getting funding, they're getting organization. That's why all the tents look the same. That's why they're getting buses. And so for them, that really works. The problem here is that it is segueing into a very troublesome area. They're yelling, "We are Hamas." They're saying that every day now is going to be October 7th. That's a quote from one of the agitators. So you're getting into a point where normally you would start to open cases on these folks. The problem is, because it hits this wide swath of progressive activists, you start opening cases on this, you start going into search warrants and subpoenas and pulling the communications, you're going to see some of the funding mechanisms that fund Democratic candidates. And that's going to get into a very uncomfortable area for DOJ. So it puts the administration in a very tough spot. Comes down to groups like Columbia and these universities to expel these students, because I don't think we're going to get a lot out of law enforcement.
Okay, we'll see if that happens.
What you have to do is you have to start making examples out of people, and then you'll quell rebellions. Real talk. And more importantly, the fact that you are a sitting congressman member's child slash daughter, and you're exhibiting these behaviors actually is a reflection of how you were raised. And it reflects badly upon, well, maybe not, because I guess we live in such a liberal society that anybody can do whatever it is that they want to do, and they're not going to be held accountable for their actions anyway, because they got released right after they got arrested. So it was no point in even making this whole thing in which you arresting all of these people if you was just going to let them back out in the street. I remember during the whole protesting for the Black Lives Matters and stuff like that. And a lot of people, they've forgotten this. But when they would arrest the people that was rioting and tearing up and burning down cars and looting stores, most of those people was released, and most of them wasn't prosecuted. They wound up letting them go, and then they wound up letting them rock out. And I couldn't understand it, bro, because it was like, if you don't make an example out of people, and a lot of those people, they wasn't out there protesting for or against Black Lives Matter, or it was because they was upset at George Floyd or the police officer. It wasn't that. They were opportunists. They were opportunists. And so I wouldn't be surprised to continue to see this person in the future. They're going to leverage this moment in order to, you know, continue to promote themselves. And I wouldn't be surprised if they wind up getting a seat in office also and becoming one of our legislators, because you know how we do. We don't hold people accountable. We just celebrate their ignorance. And, you know, even if they break the law, they're not held accountable. So just wanted to touch on that really quickly before we moved over into the last part of the show.